chegar, eu quero estar junto a ti. Pode o outono voltar, eu quero estar junto a ti.
Good evening, everyone. This is Andrew. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's the middle of spring break here at Tufts. And you just heard Primavera Vaishuva by Tim Maya. And funnily enough, the beginning of spring happens right smack in the middle of our spring break here at Tufts University, out of which WMFO is run. And so I thought I'd, you know, come to the studio in the midst of the quietude on this campus. I had a very calm and uneventful walk to Curtis Hall here tonight, so I thought I'd bring some spring joy and lightheartedness to the set tonight. You're listening to Andromeda, airs every Thursday night at 10 p.m., only on 91.5 WMFO. And yeah, some spring-themed tunes tonight, for the most part. Tunes with spring in the name, or primavera, whatever you want to call it, or tunes that just seem to suggest a feeling of birth, rebirth, springness, as you'll find with this next one, a little Baroque pop tune from The Millennium. It's 5 a.m. from their Begin album. Enjoy.
Jobs are day and night. Da 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 possess me, don't impress me, just upset my mind. You can instruct me or conduct me, just use up my time.
King Crimson there. I Talked to the Wind, 1968 version from before their first album. That was back when they still had two female lead vocalists, one of which is Judy Dybul, and the other one, unfortunately, her name is escaping me. But King Crimson from 1968, early version of I Talked to the Wind, which later appeared on In the Court of the Crimson King. Much more twee and quaint version of that song. I quite like it. They could have gone in a very different direction than the one they did, but they chose a certain path, I guess. And before that was back in my English-speaking brain, Vert by Harmonium from their album Les Cinq Saisons. That was inspired partially by me just coming back from Quebec yesterday, and that album being a classic of Quebec folk rockness, and listening to that album in the car, in the bus, on the way back from Montreal. It was a great experience, especially as we were leaving the city. I also listened to it on the way to Montreal, so a double dose of Harmonium this past week for me, but great stuff there, beautiful lushness and springness. For that was 5 AM by The Millennium from the Begin album, as I mentioned earlier. And I guess it's PSA time, sure, why not? Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, I was well aware of the dried fruit PSA, but over the past week, I guess this new fresh fruit PSA appeared in the binder of PSAs we have here, and I'm very glad of that happened. We could use something for every sort of permutation of fruit. We could use blended fruit PSA, we could use fruit juice PSA, just keep them coming. Whoever made this, it's quite mysterious, in fact. We make some of the PSAs here, the WMFO board, and then some of the community members come in and make their own, so I just like to give props to whoever made that PSA, if you're listening right now, and whoever keeps churning out the new PSAs for the book that is not one of the board members. So, kudos. But we must press on with the music, I believe. This up next is one from Lucio Battisti, one of the forefront people in the Canzone d'Autore, sort of Italian art pop singer-songwriter movement of the 70s. The opener of his Anima Latina album from 1974. This is Abbracciala, Abbracciali, Abbracciati. I'm sure he'll say it better than I did, but here we go.
Thank you.
a little bit of Ween in there. The one and only Spring Theme from their Pure Guava record, 1992. Chocolate and Cheese was 1994. Yeah, Spring Theme by Ween. There's a couple songs, or a few maybe even, off of that album that could have made this playlist of Spring Theme songs. Maybe Push Little Daisies, although, you know, that's about something else. What was the other one I was thinking about? Little Birdie, perhaps. There's a bunch of songs on that album. Crazy album. That's Ween for you. Before that was Renaissance with Opening Out from the Song for All Seasons album. Song maybe for all seasons, but I do associate that record with spring quite a bit, especially Northern Lights, which I could just... It's more of a wintry song, Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas era type of song, but Opening Out, certainly a springtime tune. For that, Abracciala, Abracciali, Abracciati from Lucio Battisti, the Anima Latina album. We're about midway through the hour, but we already did the PSA, so nothing is keeping us from continuing on into the music, except for the fact that I may not have added as much music to this playlist as will fill an hour. But we can work on that as the music plays. Next is something I just have to play for this year playlist. It's Brian Eno, the title track from Another Green World. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jack Rose with Across the North Fork in the Kensington Blues album. Jack Rose, sadly, tragically gone too soon. His life cut short around 35 or 40, I think. One of the greats of primitive folk, drone folk, whatever you might want to call it, carrying on the legacy of the greats who came before him. Namely, John Fahey, who I played right before that, with his song, much more apt for this theme, When the Springtime Comes Again, from the Death Chants Breakdowns and Military Waltzes record. Before that was Riley Walker with Primrose Green, from that album of the same name from 2015. Before that was Beach House's Dark Spring from their 7th album called Seven from 2018. And then before that was the short instrumental title track from Brian Eno's Another Green World. Reaching the end of the hour now, so about to hang up the old headphones and head home. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I believe there's someone coming in after me to sub for the 11 o'clock show. I don't remember who, though, so stay tuned for some sort of surprise in that respect. But for now, I'm going to close things out with a different version of a song I played earlier. It's a much more upbeat and danceable version of the song I Talk to the Wind, originally a King Crimson tune, as I played earlier. But, this is a bit different, one might say. I talked to my friend who knows this song and knows this artist, and he had never heard the King Crimson original version, only this version, and was quite disappointed when he found out that the original version was had a lot less oomph to it, one might say. But here's Opus 3 with a almost rave-appropriate version of I Talk to the Wind. Good night, see you next week, and enjoy.